Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz, and a lot to get to on today's show. Phillies have made a move. Phillies have made a move for a starting player, Adolis Garcia. Starting, I believe he's going to be the starting right fielder for your Philadelphia Phillies in the year 2026. Signs a one-year, $10 million contract. Previously, if the name sounds familiar, spent the majority of his time in the majors with the Texas Rangers, did spend a year in the majors, a total of 21 games with the St. Louis Cardinals as well. And here's what you're getting with this guy. Listen, he is a guy who certainly has, pop in his bat. I mean, he hit 39 home runs, in 2023, 31 home runs in 2021, was an all-star in each of those respective seasons. But certainly, this is a guy who has dropped off the past couple of years. That's why he's getting, you know, 1 year, $10 million. This is certainly a bounce-back candidate. I have a number of takeaways here. First of all, I think it's very clear, if it was not already clear, Nick Castellanos will not be a Philly in 2025. I mean, Dave Dombrowski flat-out saying, like, our outfield is set, which makes it seem like no Bader. That we're going Garcia, Crawford, Marsh, right to left in the outfield. So that's what I think we're doing. And as far as what else is, you know, going on with this team, so I think it means no Castellanos. I think this means people might look at it as the replacement to Castellanos. I look at more as a replacement for Max Kepler. Because Marsh was already on the, like, I know Castellanos is gone. I think he's Max Kepler 2.0 because really Garcia has very, very, like, strikingly similar numbers to Kepler the past couple of years. Like, had an 836 OPS in 2023, 2024, 2025. OPS starts with six. This is kind of similar to what they did with Kepler a year ago, where he had two seasons in a row, OPS starting with six previously. An 800 OPS guy, corner outfield guy, and what kind of contract did he sign? A one-year, $10 million contract. So, listen, he's playing in for Garcia. A lot of people don't love it. I tweeted out he was Max Kepler 2.0, which a lot of people did not like, by the way, which I thought was interesting and bizarre. Like, I don't know why it's that bad of a comparison. So I thought that was kind of interesting. And when you kind of, you know, all other things considered, what Adolis Garcia can bring you. He is a very, very good glove, very, very strong arm. I do believe that is an upgrade over Max Kepler. You just hope he can give you some power. The strikeouts are going to be rough. Like, the strikeouts are going to be a tough thing to watch. And I already know I'm preemptively annoyed by the fact that he has 100, 110, 120 strikeouts at the All-Star break. You look at his previous highs. He struck out 100 in 2024. He struck out 177 times. Sorry, 2021 when he was an All-Star, he struck out 194 times. Now he's gone down with it each year. 183 in 2022, 175 in 2023, 177 in 2024, 135 in 2025. So very, very interesting that Adolis Garcia putting a little bit more contact on the ball. They signed him to be a power guy. They signed him to play right field. They signed him because they no longer want Nick Castellanos. They're trying to stay cheap. I would guess that next up is JT Realmuto. Like, I think that's pretty clearly what we're headed for here. And in terms of other, you know, kind of stuff that's gone on this, you know, recently, it feels like the narrative still is that the Phillies are absolutely going to attempt to, you know, quote unquote, run it back. Two of your outfielders are going to be different. Like, Justin Crawford's going to be in center. Adolis Garcia's in right. Bohm, I would say, is likely to be traded. Matt Schramm, maybe likely to be traded in that bullpen. Like, I don't view this as running it back. And I don't know what people want them to do. Exactly. Like, Harper's going to be back. Stott's most likely going to be back. Turner's going to be back. Bohm, maybe not. The outfield, like, Marsh is going to be back. I don't think it's that bad of a thing. And let's not forget that this outfield or this team did win 96 games a season ago. I mean, I get it was largely on the backs of the pitching. You are going to lose Ranger Suarez, but like this team will still be projected to win in the 90s. This team will still be projected to win the National League East. This team will still be in contention for a World Series. So once again, I find myself having to like defend against this narrative that I just don't think is actually true. I don't think that people are correct when they say they're just running it back when they're going to have, you know, maybe a third of the lineup completely different from what it was a season ago. You have unrealistic expectations. You just want the team blown up, and you're unappreciative of, frankly, what was a very, very good season last year. Just did not end the way we wanted to in the postseason. Some other thoughts on Adolis Garcia. He played 135 games last year, 154 in 2024, 148 in 2023, 156 in 22, 149 in 21. Like he's, you know, trot out to right field every, kind of day type of player. And not the kind of guy like Castellanos. This is where it's a massive upgrade. That again, you'll need to replace late in games. Like he absolutely is the kind of guy who wants to be out there, absolutely wants to be playing. And absolutely wants to, be on the field each and every day with his team. And he backs it up with his glove anyway. We'll see how he does with the bat. But he's likely going to be your starting everyday right fielder here for the 25 Phillies. Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz. And a lot to get to on today's show. Phillies have made a move. Phillies have made a move for a starting player, Adolis Garcia. Starting, I believe he's going to be the starting right fielder for your Philadelphia Phillies in the year 2026. Signs a one-year, $10 million contract. Previously, if the name sounds familiar, spent spent the majority of his time in the majors with the Texas Rangers. Did spend a year in the majors, a total of 21 games with the St. Louis Cardinals as well. And here's what you're getting with this guy. Listen, he is a guy who certainly has pop in his bat. I mean, he hit 39 home runs in 2023, 31 home runs in 2021, was an all-star in each of those respective seasons. But certainly, this is a guy who has dropped off the past couple of years. That's why he's getting 1 year, $10 million. This is certainly a bounce back candidate. I have a number of takeaways here. First of all, I think it's very clear, if it was not already clear, Nick Castellanos will not be a Philly in 2025. I mean, Dave Dombrowski flat out saying, like, our outfield is set, which makes it seem like no Bader, that we're going Garcia, Crawford, Marsh, right to left in the outfield. So that's what I think we're doing. And as far as what else is, going on with this team, so I think it means no Castellanos. I think this means people might look at it as the replacement to Castellanos. I look at more as a replacement for Max Kepler because Marsh was already on the – like, I know Castellanos is gone. I think he's Max Kepler 2.0 because, really, Garcia has very, very – like strikingly similar numbers to Kepler the past couple of years, like had an 836 OPS in 2023, 2024, 2025 OPS starts with six. This is kind of similar to what they did with Kepler a year ago, where you had two seasons in a row, OPS starting with six, previously an 800 OPS guy, corner outfield guy. And what kind of contract did he sign? A 1 year, $10 million contract. So, listen, he's playing in for Garcia. A lot of people don't love it. I tweeted out he was Max Kepler 2.0, which a lot of people did not like, by the way, which I thought was interesting and bizarre. Like, I don't know why it's that bad of a comparison. So I thought that was kind of interesting. And when you kind of, all other things considered, what Adolis Garcia can bring you, he is a very, very good glove, very, very strong arm. I do believe that is an upgrade over Max Kepler. You just hope he can give you some power. The strikeouts are going to be rough. Like the strikeouts are going to be a tough thing to watch. And I already know I'm preemptively annoyed by the fact that he has 100, 110, 120 strikeouts at the All-Star break. You look at his previous highs. He struck out 100 in 2024. He struck out 177 times. Sorry, 2021 when he was an All-Star, he struck out 194 times. Now he's gone down with it each year: 183 in 2022, 175 in 2023, 177 in 2024, 135 in 2025. So, very, very interesting that Adolis Garcia putting a little bit more contact on the ball. They signed him to be a power guy. They signed him to play right field. They signed him because they no longer want Nick Castellanos. They're trying to stay cheap. I would guess that next up is JT Realmuto. Like I think that's pretty clearly what we're headed for here. And in terms of other, you know, kind of stuff that's gone on this, you know, recently, it feels like the narrative still is that the Phillies are absolutely going to attempt to, you know, quote unquote, run it back. Two of your outfielders are going to be different. Like Justin Crawford's going to be in center. Adolis Garcia's in right. Bohm, I would say, is likely to be traded. Matt Schramm, maybe likely to be traded in that bullpen. Like, I don't view this as running it back. And I don't know what people want them to do exactly. Like, Harper's going to be back. Stott's most likely going to be back. Turner's going to be back. Bohm, maybe not. The outfield, like Marsh, is going to be back. I don't think it's that bad of a thing. And let's not forget that this outfield or this team did win 96 games a season ago. I mean, I get it was largely on the backs of the pitching. You are going to lose Ranger Suarez, but like this team will still be projected to win in the 90s. This team will still be projected to win the National League East. This team will still be in contention for a World Series. So once again, I find myself having to like defend against this narrative that I just don't think is actually true. I don't think that people are correct when they say they're just running it back when they're going to have, you know, maybe a third of the lineup completely different from what it was a season ago. You have unrealistic expectations. You just want the team blown up, and you're unappreciative of, frankly, what was a very, very good season last year. Just did not end the way we wanted to in the postseason. Some other thoughts on Adolis Garcia. He played 135 games last year, 154 in 2024, 148 in 2023, 156 in 22, 149 in 21. Like he's, you know, trot out to right field every kind of day type of player, and not the kind of guy like Castellanos. This is where it's a massive upgrade that again you'll need to replace late in games. Like he absolutely is the kind of guy who wants to be out there, absolutely wants to be playing, and absolutely wants to, you know, be on the field each and every day with his team. And he backs it up with his glove anyway. We'll see how he does with the bat, but he's likely going to be your starting everyday right fielder here for the 25 Phils. You know, kind of stuff that's gone on this, you know, recently. It feels like the narrative still is that the Phillies are absolutely going to attempt to, you know, quote unquote, run it back. Two of your outfielders are going to be different. Like Justin Crawford's going to be in center. Adolis Garcia's in right. Bohm, I would say, is likely to be traded. Matt Schramm, maybe likely to be traded in that bullpen. Like, I don't view this as running it back. And I don't know what people want them to do exactly. Like, Harper's going to be back. Stott's most likely going to be back. Turner's going to be back. Bohm, maybe not. The outfield, like Marsh, is going to be back. I don't think it's that bad of a thing. And let's not forget that this outfield or this team did win 96 games a season ago. I mean, I get it was largely on the backs of the pitching. You are going to lose Ranger Suarez, but like this team will still be projected to win in the 90s. This team will still be projected to win the National League East. This team will still be in contention for a World Series. So once again, I find myself having to like defend against this narrative that I just don't think is actually true. I don't think, I don't think that people are correct when they say they're just running it back when they're going to have, you know, maybe a third of the lineup completely different from what it was a season ago. You have unrealistic expectations. You just want the team blown up, and you're unappreciative of, frankly, what was a very, very good season last year. Just did not end the way we wanted to in the postseason. Some other thoughts on Adolis Garcia. He played 135 games last year, 154 in 2024, 148 in 2023, 156 in 22, 149 in 21. Like, he's, you know, trot out to right field every, kind of day type of player. And not the kind of guy like Castellanos. This is where it's a massive upgrade. That, again, you'll need to replace late in games. Like, he absolutely is the kind of guy who wants to be out there, absolutely wants to be playing, and absolutely wants to, you know, be on the field each and every day with his team. And he backs it up with his glove anyway. We'll see how he does with the bat, but he's likely going to be your starting every day right fielder here for the 25 Phils. Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz, and a lot to get to on today's show. Phillies have made a move. Phillies have made a move for a starting player, Adolis Garcia. Starting, I believe he's going to be the starting right fielder for your Philadelphia Phillies in the year 2026. Signs a one-year, $10 million contract. Previously, if the name sounds familiar, spent all of, well, shouldn't say all of his time, spent the majority of his time in the majors with the Texas Rangers. Did spend a year in the majors, a total of 21 games with the St. Louis Cardinals as well. And here's what you're getting with this guy. Listen, he is a guy who certainly has pop in his bat. I mean, he hit 39 home runs in 2023, 31 home runs in 2021, was an all-star in each of those respective seasons. But certainly, this is a guy who has dropped off the past couple of years. That's why he's getting, you know, 1 year, $10 million. This is certainly a bounce back candidate.